Jesus Christ is risen, and we're going to talk about him plus much more on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Happy Easter. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Before we go any further, I just want to apologize for Friday's program. We got a lot to cover today. I want to apologize. I'm still not sure what happened with the Good Friday broadcast. I know I did get some emails about it. I'm really sorry. I had the show ready to go, and for some reason, I was not able to upload it to Blog Talk Radio. I tried to get the word out as best as I could, but don't panic. I apologize. Thank you for caring so much, but I was unable to get the show loaded up. But I am back here today. I think we have the problem solved. Well, if you're hearing this, you know we have the problem solved. We are going to talk about Easter, the meaning of the crucified and resurrected Jesus. Boy, that's difficult for me to say. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for hanging in there with me. I also need to talk a little bit about Mother Angelica. You may have heard, you probably have heard by now, that Mother Angelica, the foundress of the Eternal Word Television Network, passed away yesterday at the age of 92. Easter Sunday, unbelievable. Mother has been such a great influence in my life. And I will share a few of my thoughts with her. I want to point you to my blog today. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of speaking at a Catholic leadership conference in Birmingham, Alabama. And I spoke about Mother Angelica. I spoke about the way she has inspired me, the way she has led me to a closer relationship with Jesus Christ, and the way that she has inspired me to continue in full-time ministry, even when it looks like I can't see the road in front of me, even when my back is up against the wall. Mother was such a tremendous inspiration to me and still continues to be a tremendous inspiration to me. I prayed to her today. I asked her for her help. And you know, what we don't want to do is assume that she's in heaven. Only the church can do that. And Mother would be the first to tell you that. And if you listen to all the tributes on EWTN TV and radio, the message is loud and clear. Continue to pray for the repose of Mother's soul if the prayers aren't needed and if she is in heaven. And obviously, there's a very good chance she could be. But we don't want to take that role away from the church. Only the church can proclaim if somebody's in heaven. And again, Mother would be the first to say that. Pray for her soul. If she is in heaven already, then the Lord will use the prayers elsewhere. He can do that. But we don't want to start making the mistake of assuming that people are in heaven. It happens, unfortunately, way too much in the world today. And only the church has the authority to say if someone is definitely in heaven. Christ gave the church that power. He didn't give us the power. Now, that being said, let's continue to ask Mother Angelica to intercede for us and to help us and look at her life and let it inspire us. Because Mother is someone, and this is the beautiful thing about Mother. Mother is someone who knew Jesus, very, very definitely knew Jesus, and who trusted him completely. That's a lesson that we can all learn. And I want to share a few more thoughts in a few minutes, but let's pray first, and we're also going to read the daily mass readings, and I'm going to share some thoughts about Easter with you. Okay, let's pray first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for helping us through the Lenten radio retreat. We thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus to suffer, to die on a cross for us, and to rise from the dead so that we may be able to live eternally in heaven. Father, please help those who are suffering tonight. Help anybody who is anxious, anybody who is lonely, anybody who might be struggling with doubt or despair, anybody who might be dealing with addiction, anybody who might be struggling with financial difficulties, people who are dealing with religious persecution. We ask you to help them all and to let them feel your peace. We also present to you our own problems. whatever they may be. And I present to you this program, and I ask you, Father, to take it over from me and to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn, as we do each day, to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And we also want to ask you, Lord, to accept the soul of your servant, Mother Angelica, into your heavenly kingdom. And we ask her, Mother Angelica, please pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And here's something to keep in mind. The soul's in purgatory. I'm not saying Mother's in purgatory. We don't know where she is. She could be in heaven. She could be in purgatory. But the souls in purgatory can pray for us too. So it's okay to ask any soul, any departed soul, to pray for you. And if they're in purgatory or if they're in heaven, they can pray for you. So please don't hesitate to do that. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to The Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I apologize for what happened on Friday. I recorded the entire program as I do every day. I recorded, oddly enough, or appropriately enough, I should say, the Way of the Cross as the Meditations for the Way of the Cross, written by Mother Angelica. So I really wish I was able to get those loaded up, but for some reason there was a technical problem with Blog Talk Radio. But I'm back on the air today, and I will do my best to ensure that that doesn't happen again. I don't want to leave you stranded, and I want to thank you so much for faithfully tuning in to the Lenten Radio Retreat. We got good numbers all through the retreat. It was a great experience. I feel that I grew closer to Christ in the process, and I hope you did as well. We're not done yet, though. We're going to talk about Easter on today's program. We will read the Mass readings for Easter Monday, or the Monday of Easter. Remember, we are in the octave of Easter, so we're still celebrating Easter, and we have a whole Easter season. So don't give it up yet. We want to keep talking about it. We want to remember the resurrection of our Lord and just how important it is. And I'm going to share some thoughts and look at the daily Mass readings from today. But I want to talk briefly about Mother Angelica on my blog. And you can find that on followingthetruth.com. And just go to the blog entry from there. I talked about 2014. I had the privilege of speaking in Birmingham, Alabama, to a group of Catholic leaders at a conference that was hosted by EWTN. And I talked about Mother Angelica's influence on my life. The fact that she is the person that I credit with bringing me to Jesus Christ and getting to know him personally. And also, I credit Mother Angelica for helping me to continue moving forward with my full-time ministry, even when things were looking bleak. And yes, things have been looking bleak. I still go through periods where I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills, but somehow it all manages to fall into place. That's the story of Mother Angelica. She trusted in God, and I'm not saying I'm in her league, because believe me, I am not. But I pray for the grace to be able to trust God, as did Mother. Here's the thing. Mother Angelica trusted God. She felt that God was calling her to form a television network. She did not have any experience in TV. He was calling her to do it in the Deep South. Now, in the Catholic, the Catholic community is, at the time, was very small in the Deep South in Alabama, but that's where Mother felt that she was called to work, to form her community, to form her network. She obeyed. And you know what? If you listen, if you go back throughout Scripture, if you look at stories, the story of Abraham, the story of Moses, the story of the Blessed Mother, the story of St. Joseph, the story of St. Paul, and so many other stories, if you look through and read the stories of many saints, they faced challenges. They were given challenges in their lives, but they trusted God. Not everything worked out perfectly. And I think that's the thing you need to remember. Even for Mother Angelica, not everything worked out perfectly. If you would read her biography, and I recommend that you do, you're going to see that some things didn't work out perfectly. She faced challenges. She met apparent defeats. But above all, she continued to trust. She stayed close to Jesus. And she continued going forward, even when she met with apparent failures. And if you look at the success of the Eternal Word Television Network, the results are unbelievably the results are unbelievable. And it just overwhelmingly overwhelmingly positive, and her whole success presents a great case for God's providence and the fact that if he asks you to do something, he will be there for you. So, as I was saying, I got to speak a few years ago, and I talked about Mother Angelica. I talked about her influence on my life, my spiritual life, my ministry, and how she really taught me the importance of listening to the Lord. If the Lord's asking you to do something, you don't want to say no just because you think it's impossible. So I have a transcript of that talk. I put it up on my blog today as a tribute to Mother Angelica and all that she has meant to me. If it was not for Mother, I would not know Jesus to the extent that I do now, and my full-time ministry would just not have taken place. I give her the credit for that because I've faced some obstacles, some challenges. I still face some. And there are times when I think that, wow, this is just not possible. But I look to what she's done with EWTN. And I get inspired over and over again. So I'd invite you to read that. It's on my blog at followingthetruth.com, the transcript of a talk that I gave about how Mother Angelica and EWTN literally saved my life. Now that's the heading. The life that I'm talking about is my eternal life, my spiritual life. My soul was in jeopardy of going to hell. I fully believe that. And we need to be more realistic when it comes to assessing our chances for heaven. It's not a slam dunk. It's not automatic. I was a lukewarm sinner. I'm still a sinner. I'm not as lukewarm anymore. I care now because I came into contact with Jesus and I know him personally and I let him run my life. But again, I still slip up. But I'm going to continue trying my best each day to get to know Jesus. I would love it if you could read the story, share it with your friends, and continue to pray for the soul of Mother Angelica and ask her to intercede for you, especially if you're feeling a little lukewarm, or especially if you're feeling that God might be calling you to do something, but you don't have the courage to accept your mission. That's a very common problem. Because anytime God calls you to do something, there is an element of fear involved. I've talked about this in the past. It's so true. But let's get back to Easter, the message of the resurrection. I want to share some thoughts with you from the Catechism of the Catholic Church about the crucifixion. We're going to start there. And the reason I want to do this is because I want to emphasize one fact. Well, let me go to the Catechism, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. This is paragraph 599 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And by the way, as a reminder, we're going to keep the Easter theme going throughout the week. And then next week, I'll let you know toward the end of the week what we'll be doing in terms of the daily themes for the program. Paragraph 599 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Jesus' violent death was not the result of chance in an unfortunate coincidence of circumstances, but is part of the mystery of God's plan, as St. Peter explains to the Jews of Jerusalem in his first sermon on Pentecost. And we're going to read from the Daily Mass readings. They will hear that sermon, or part of that sermon, from the Acts of the Apostles. But did you catch what the Catechism teaches? That the violent death of Jesus wasn't an accident. It's part of the mystery of God's plan. This biblical language, and again, we're going to talk about this reading in the Daily Mass readings. The biblical language in the Acts of the Apostle and St. Peter's sermon does not mean that those who handed Jesus over were merely passive players in a scenario written in advance by God. So in other words, the people that put the Lord to death, they were doing an evil act. They had free will. They weren't puppets. But God used their free will, and he knew exactly what they were going to do as part of the plan to redeem us. Let me continue with the catechism. To God, all moments of time are present in their immediacy. When, therefore, he establishes his eternal plan of predestination, he includes in it each person's free response to his grace. For the sake of accomplishing his plan of salvation, God permitted the acts that flowed from their blindness. Now, the reason this is important is because you and I face challenges in our lives. We face struggles, we face suffering, we face tragedies, we face betrayal. A lot of different things can happen to us. And one of the mistakes that we make sometimes is we assume that it's either bad luck or that God isn't interested in our lives. That's completely untrue. Anything that God allows to happen in your life is his will. He's got an ordained will, and a permissive will. God does not will evil. He doesn't want anybody to commit evil. So if somebody does an evil act to you, it's not something that God desires. However, the fact that it's happening means that it is his will that that action occurs. Now, that's very confusing, isn't it? I mean, you're saying, what are you talking about, Gary? It's a bunch of double talk. He doesn't will the action. He doesn't will the evil, I should say, but he wills the action. Why would he do that? Well, for a couple of reasons. One reason is to bring good out of it somehow. I mean, really, that's that is the reason. The reason is because somehow good can result from it. And he knows what we need. So whether it's suffering, whether it's some sort of an evil perpetrated on us, the Lord knows that we can somehow use that act as something that will help us to get to heaven. Now, do we always use it that way? No, we don't. But the point is that the possibility exists for good to always come out of any evil that occurs. Look at the crucifixion. Your redemption resulted because of that action. By giving up his own son for our sins, God manifests that his plan for us is one of benevolent love prior to any merit on our part. In other words, we didn't deserve Christ to die on the cross for us, but it was done because he loved us. From the first moment of his incarnation, the Son, Jesus, embraces the Father's plan of divine salvation in his redemptive mission. So the reason that the Lord accepted everything that happened to him was because he loves us and he accepted his mission for us. Very, very powerful. Powerful message for us. So we celebrated yesterday the resurrection of the Lord. The resurrection of the Lord on Easter Sunday. The resurrection of Jesus, paragraph 638 of the Catechism, is the crowning truth of our faith in Christ. The first element we encounter in the framework of the Easter events is the empty tomb. In itself, it is not a direct proof of resurrection. The absence of Christ's body from the tomb could be explained otherwise. Nonetheless, the empty tomb was still an essential sign for all. So we see that empty tomb, it's a sign. It's a sign for us to investigate further, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that Christ rose, but that possibility exists. And you know what? So many times, and of course, as Christians, we believe that he did. But what I was getting at is that so many times in our lives, we're going to see a situation happen, and we tend to take the negative view of it. Like, oh, this is happening. I got laid off. This has got to be terrible. Well, not necessarily. My job layoff was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Did it feel like it at the time? No. But looking back now, I realize that it was a great opportunity for me. So when we look at the empty tomb, we can look at it in two ways. We can either look at it as being the sign that Jesus did rise from the dead, or we can look at it as saying something went wrong. Somebody stole his body. Keep that in mind as you look at the events in your life. Paragraph 651, the resurrection above all constitutes the confirmation of all Christ's works and teaching. All truths, even those most inaccessible to human reason, find their justification if Christ, by his resurrection, has given the definitive proof of his divine authority, which he had promised. His resurrection validates all of his teaching. Why? Because he said that he would rise from the dead. He said that he was divine. Isn't that great? The Paschal mystery has two aspects. By his death, Christ liberates us from sin, and by his resurrection, he opens for us the way to a new life. So because of what Jesus did for you, it is possible for you to go to heaven. Continue to cooperate with the grace that he gives you, and you are going to see for yourself that that will become a reality. Now, this is not easy sometimes. It's not easy to believe. It's not easy to look at the problems in your life and think that there is an answer, to think that it's all going to work out in the end. But we need to look at the big picture. The big picture is you were destined to live forever in heaven. This life is not the end of the story. Let's take a look at these readings today from Easter Monday. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning in verse 14. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to my words. You who are children of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourself know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore, my heart has been glad, and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear." So Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. This is good news. We should all rejoice. And remember, it's part of God's plan. You don't want to ever start to believe that God doesn't account for certain events. In other words, he's got a plan for your life, but something happens. Your house burns down. You lose your job. Your friend gets mad at you. You have a relationship problem. You suffer financial loss. And then the plan falls apart and God's left confused. No, he's not confused. Everything that happens is part of God's plan. Please don't ever forget that. Please don't ever forget that. What may look like a disaster to you can be a great thing. We can't underestimate God's ability to bring good out of any situation. Psalm 16, a reminder for us all, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge." I say to the Lord, my Lord are you, O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast my lot. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence. Because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Today's gospel is from Matthew 28, verses 8 through 15. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way, and he greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest all that had happened. The chief priest assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, you are to say, his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep, and if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. Isn't that incredible? What a great story. And you know what's incredible about it? The fact, when we look at the length that some of these authorities went to try to cover up the resurrection, because they had an agenda and they were not open. They were not open to the Lord coming in the way that he came into the world. They weren't open to Jesus Christ as the Messiah. They were looking for someone else, and they were not open to even the fact that he rose from the dead, and they were going to make up a story to try to hide that fact. Please always remain open to the ways God works in your life. He can work in any number of different ways. I've seen so many things in my life that I thought were impossible, and yet they came true. I thought that there were numerous situations in my life, that I thought would absolutely be impossible, and yet things happened that I never would have thought possible. They were completely unimaginable. So I would ask you to always be open to God's work in your life, to look at the resurrection as a sign that God can do all things. Everything is possible. Don't ever let yourself be fooled into thinking that something is not fixable, that there is not a solution to your problem, that Jesus can't do miracles in your life, because it's all possible. Ask for the grace to be able to believe. Ask for the grace to have the faith to trust the Lord in all things. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in. And again, I'm sorry for what happened on Friday. We're going to try to make sure that that doesn't happen again. I'm very grateful for your support. I hope you can keep hanging in there with me, keep listening to this program, because I really want to be around for as long as I can. And you're a big reason why I am still here. I thank you for your donations. I thank you for your prayers. Please remember that I need your support to continue, though. So if you want me to keep doing the program, believe me, I want to do it. But I'm going to need your financial support to do that. You can make a donation at followingthetruth.com. Keep in mind your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee from followingthetruth.com. You're using my Amazon store also at followingthetruth.com. They are all ways that you can help keep this program on the air and keep it free of charge. So thanks again for tuning in. I plan to be back tomorrow. I hope you can join me. I'll save a seat for you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And remember, he is risen. Hallelujah. Rejoice. God bless you.